As promised, we are joined right now by a professional golfer. Two top five finishes on the McKenzie Tour in 2018. He finished 12th in the order of merit in 2018 and has a great story to tell. We are joined right now by golfer Cody Blick. Cody, it's great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you on, Cody. So you got quite a story to tell. Let's go back a little bit first before the story. You grew up in San Ramon, and you played your college golf at San Jose State. After a huge college career, you then turned pro. Cody, what were the first few years of your professional career like?
Yeah, you know, it was a change of worlds, definitely. I left college early, and I really wanted to go up to the Canadian Tour, the McKenzie Tour. I had some conflicts with college and Q school for that, so left school early and got up into Canada and really got tossed around for a little while. My first year up there, I got beat up pretty bad, and you know, the last 2 years I kind of got it together a little bit and started competing, and pretty happy to get some web.com starts now.
Cody Blick is joining us. So this past weekend was web.com Tour Q School. Cody, for somebody in his third year as a pro, what was your mindset and your approach going into Q School?
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty big deal. I mean, it's probably the biggest event of the year. I mean, it sets up your entire next season. So there's definitely a lot of pressure and a lot going on that week, but you try your best to just treat it as a normal event and go about it like you're just playing another golf tournament. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still just four rounds of golf, right?
Yeah, it is, but at the same time, just so people understand this, you have to understand the stakes involved. I mean, if you finish in the top 40 in Q school, that means you'll get at least 8 guaranteed starts on the tour next season instead of having to go out there and play Monday qualifiers before tournaments. So how big of a difference does that mean to you as a golfer?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, it's job security, right? So there are 8 guaranteed starts, and if I have a couple decent events in those first starts, I'll be set for the rest of the season. So to have those 8 events is such a relief. And I mean, if I had partial status, it's still good. But yeah, like you said, you'd have to be going and doing Monday qualifiers, which is an absolute grind. And you really, it's unknown. Like, you don't know what events you're going to play in. So this is easy on the schedule and planning, and it takes a lot of pressure off, for sure.
No doubt. Golfer Cody Blick joining us. So then Q School was taking place at Whirlwind Golf Club in Chandler, Arizona. And then after 3 rounds, you were tied for 74th, so you still had some work to do to get into the top 40. So how were you feeling after those first 3 rounds as you got ready for that final round?
Yeah, you know, the first round was okay. Second round was better. And then the third round, a lot of people don't know this, Saturday morning, I'm on the first tee, and they announce my name, and I wipe the face of my driver off, and I noticed like a 3/4-inch crack in the face. So I didn't know if I was using this altered club all week or what was going on. So that was another panic. I had to flag down a rules official and ended up teeing off with 13 clubs. So I didn't have a driver until the fifth, sixth hole, and luckily Titleist was great, and they hustled one out to me. So I thought that was going to be kind of the crazy thing of the week. And so Saturday night, I'm sitting in tied 74th, and I'm 4 shots out of it. Still felt like I was very much in contention. I was thinking I needed 8 on Sunday to get through, and was feeling okay, to tell you the truth. And then, yeah, when I woke up and the clubs weren't in the garage, it was a panic all over again.
See, Cody, for those who don't know, exactly what happened was you get up and you have breakfast on Sunday. Your coach's fiance comes in and says, "Hey, Cody, where are your clubs?" What was your reaction when she asked you that?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty confused at first. I didn't really know what she was asking. They ended up going out for a run, and they left pretty early in the morning, and they noticed the garage door was open, but they didn't think much of it. And then they got back, and it was very, you know, nonchalant. It was, "Hey, where are your clothes, by the way?" And whatever, I said, "They're in the garage." And they said, no, they're not. So I ran out to the garage, and yeah, lo and behold, somebody had walked off with my club. So at that point, it was a freak out mode, and really just I got on the phone with Titleist 10 minutes later, and they killed it. They got a set together for me in 90 minutes.
Cody Blick joining us. Now, what you also did was you immediately jumped on Instagram and you posted a $5,000 reward for anybody who could return them. So then what happened next? Was there any kind of reaction to that?
Yeah, I was desperate at that time. I mean, I was really just trying to get my clubs back. So I was doing anything I could. But I haven't heard anything back yet. I have a bunch of messages from people in the Phoenix area saying they're on the look and they're looking in pawn shops and golf shops, and no hits yet. But yeah, that Instagram post turned out to blow the story up. It got pretty viral. I wasn't expecting that.
Cody Blick joining us. So Titleist takes care of you, and how they did it was really impressive. Where was your driver from, and whose 5-9 irons were you using?
Yeah, so it was a big scramble. It was piece by piece getting the set together. So the irons ended up being the head superintendent's. His wife had to drive them from their house to the golf course.
Wow.
And Titleist just pieced together a driver and a 3-wood, and then I grabbed some wedges out of the rental bin and a random Scotty Cameron, and off we went.
Cody, did you say rental wedges?
Rental wedges. And actually, the 5-iron turned out to be a rental wedge, too. It had some S300 high launch shaft, and it was unbelievably light. So that was probably the hardest club to adjust to.
How banged up were they?
Oh, pretty destroyed, but it's okay. I mean, they worked.
They did. Cody Blick joining us. Now, your putter, you had that putter for 9 years, and you said that losing that was like your dog dying. What did the putter mean to you, and then what kind of a putter did you have on Sunday?
Yeah, I had the same putter for forever. I mean, it was a old Scotty Cameron, and it was, you know, the other clubs can be replaced, but the putter you have like that special connection with, and, you know, I had been given other Scotty Camerons from Titleist, and they just weren't the same, to be frank with you. So I had this old, beat-up, awesome little putter of mine, and, yeah, I had this connection with it. So to lose that, it stings, definitely. But they gave me a it was some newer Scotty Cameron studio, and it was a little longer, a little heavier, and, you know, I didn't feel totally comfortable with it, but one of those situations where it is what it is, and I just had to roll with it.
Yeah, that's the thing, right, Cody? I mean, so much of that sport is about managing your emotions and managing yourself on the course. Like, when something like that happens, it would be so easy to not only go into a state of panic, but to stay in a state of panic and completely freak out, maybe even shut down. How did you go about managing your emotions and getting ready to play?
Yeah, so my longtime coach for 9 years now, Gary, he was on the bag, so... You know, there were seven of us in the rental house, friends, family, coaches, et cetera. And, I mean, I'm just so fortunate that they were there. I mean, they calmed me down and kept me in it, really. And then to have Titleist on top of it, taking care of the clubs, I mean, they all made it really easy for me. I mean, the seven friends and family and 5 or 6 Titleist guys, I had a whole dozen squad on my side there, so they really helped me out.
And then, Cody, in terms of the round, I mean, I have to jump around and skip around a little bit, but on that final hole, you had an 18-footer, and your coach said, just 2 putts from here, you end up birdieing that. I mean, what's it like when that final putt drops? And I hate to spoiler alert for those who missed it, but a final round of 63, given everything you had to go through when you had to have it most, what was it like to drain that putt?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. So my goal for the week was to get to 20 under. I felt like that was going to be pretty safe. And going into Sunday, I felt like 18 was going to be the number. So, you know, I kind of had that overachieving goal, if you will, at 20 under. And, you know, obviously on the last hole, we were at 18 and couldn't get to 20. But, yeah, Gary looked at me and said, Code, you only need 2 putts from here. And I just thought, you know, Gary, like let's just get to 19, and it just so happened to go in. So it was a pretty cool way to finish. Having 9 birdies, 9 pars is definitely pretty special.
And that round moved you all the way up to a tie for 25th. Man, is there any way to put into words? I mean, as an athlete, as a golfer, as somebody who played the game your entire life, what Sunday was like for you, and then like emotionally, what's it like when you walk that thing off and it all kind of hits you?
Yeah, you know, when I was on the course, I didn't know this whole story had unfolded. Huh. So to me, it was just like an unfortunate situation, and I was just proud of myself for the way I got through it, and so happy that my team was there to help me through it. And so, yeah, I got off the last hole, and my mom was crying, and my dad came up and gave me a huge hug. And, you know, it was really cool that I had gotten starts, but it was a bigger reaction than that. They told me it was blowing up, you know, how it is. And, really was not expecting that at all. So to manage the emotions on Sunday and get through is definitely very special.
Now you got to have a lot of pride to handle that the way you did. So do you think you're going to see these bats again? Are they going to find their way back to you?
Oh, man, you know, I hope at least the putter finds its way back, but I got a sneaky feeling that that thing is long gone, so I don't think so.
It's an amazing story. Cody Blick, my guest. Cody, it's a great story. You did a great job of telling that story on the program. I really appreciate you. I hope you at least find the putter, but really good to have you on the show. It's an amazing accomplishment.
Jim, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, and happy holidays.
You too, Cody. Great job. Really well done. Amazing story. You got a guy out there who's just grinding and grinding, and you're going to rip off his clubs before the biggest round of his entire life. And then to cobble that thing together, to play with some rental wedges and to have to play with a bag full of clubs the way he did, and then to go out there and shoot 63 and to play the way he did. Imagine how desperate somebody like that must have been to hit Instagram with $5,000. Just bring him back. No questions asked. I need my clubs. Cody Blick.